This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Friday, February 22nd, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.
Researchers have developed a platform called SmartCare. It allows prospective monitoring of all SMA patients regardless of their current treatment. The technology has the potential to shed new light on the disease's natural history and medication's influence. A description of the project was published in the Orphanage Journal of Rare Diseases. It was called SmartCare, a platform to collect real-life outcome data of patients with spinal muscular atrophy. For the last 10 years, advancements in medical care, such as non-invasive ventilator support and tube feeding, have improved survival of SMA. However, there is still high variability in the care of SMA patients. Targeted treatments for SMA have been developed in preclinical and clinical studies. Some have already reached clinical trials. These include Zolgen SMA, which is currently under priority review by the US FDA, and Risdiplam, which is a potential oral therapy for all types of SMA. Spinraza was the first medicine to be approved for treatment of SMA. This was based on well-controlled clinical trial data of pediatric SMA patients. Despite the existence of several trials of new therapies for SMA, most patients are not included in randomized control studies because of age and disease stage requirements. As such, there is a strong need to monitor all treated and untreated SMA patients in a real-life environment to optimize their treatment and their care. Researchers have now developed the SmartCare database as a disease-specific SMA registry. This trial intends to collect longitudinal data on all available SMA patients, and they want it to be independent of their actual treatment regime. This would be to better understand the natural history of the disease and the influence of SMA treatments. Researchers have provided an online platform for the SMA patients. It's seen by healthcare providers in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. The sponsor of the study is the University Medical Center Freiburg in Germany. However, Biogen is providing the study's initial financial support. Supervisors of the project include pediatric neurologists and a representative of the SMA patient organization in Germany. So far, 50 neuromuscular centers have confirmed their participation in the project. Researchers expect data on around 1,000 SMA patients during the study's first year. Data will be collected during routine patient visits. The timing and frequency of follow-up visits depend on the actual treatment regime. SMA patients are normally seen once or twice a year, and that would be in a specialized outpatient clinic. Physicians will collect data on patient's sex, age at onset of symptoms, genetic test results, including SMN2 copy number, as well as their motor function, respiratory function, nutritional status, orthopedic symptoms, pre-existing illnesses, additional therapies, concomitant medication, pain and fatigue complaints, and family medical history. Any adverse events and the subjective impression of the patient or caregiver are all documented. In pediatric patients, growth parameters are recorded during every patient visit. But because there are not enough SMA-specific questionnaires, patients are usually assessed using more generalized surveys. But these wouldn't accurately measure swallowing, pain, fatigue, and minimal motor function. SmartCare will allow scientists to perform validation studies on these novel outcome measures. The online system of the database will help to implement recommendations for the care of SMA patients and will be according to the international consensus for standards of care. Researchers said, quote, "We strive to establish a network for neuromuscular centers in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland to share experience with SMA patients, to promote research projects using the infrastructure of the SmartCare database." End quote.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today community editor Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploregenetherapy.com.
from the SMA News Today forums. The following is a recent topic from the Adults with SMA forum, Long and Short-Term Goals by Kevin Schaefer. I recently had a conversation with my caregiver about dreams for the future and about long and short-term goals. I've always had some big dreams, which I think can be healthy. I think dreams can be great motivators, and I enjoy reading memoirs by my favorite writers and artists to see how they achieve their goals. For me, my goals are more career-oriented. I want to produce some of my more long-form comic book projects that I've written, table at conventions, and eventually get into voice acting. I did a lot of theater growing up, and between that and podcasting, I want to sort of combine the two. Plus, I've always loved animation. I have other writing and public speaking goals, but those are some of the big dreams I have. What about you all? Do you think about goals you have for yourselves? These can apply to career goals, relationship goals, or goals related to independent living. For more topics like this, be sure to register for the SMA News Today forums. You can find links on the main website at smanewstoday.com. Also, be sure to check out the rest of our multimedia content, like the SMA News Today podcast and the SMA News Today YouTube channel. I'm Kevin Schaefer, community editor for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found by going to our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multi-Channel Content Director.